mercy and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From the Gospel for this Sunday, the 10th chapter of St. Luke, the 36th and 37th verses, Jesus said, "Which of the three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers?" He said, "The one who showed him mercy." Our Lord's parable of the Good Samaritan is surely one of the most familiar stories in all of Holy Scripture. It seems that even many of those who never darken the door of a church are familiar with this story to some extent. We have Good Samaritan laws, which protect from prosecution anyone who, like the Good Samaritan, comes to the aid of someone who is injured or otherwise in need. Not very far from this church is the Good Samaritan Hospital. Yes, our Lord's parable of the Good Samaritan is surely one of the most familiar stories in all of Holy Scripture. And it is clearly a story which prompts us to examine ourselves, asking, when have I, in the face of human need right there in front of me, like the priest and the Levite, passed by on the other side, when the truth of the matter is that I could have provided needed help? There also comes to mind our Lord's parable of the Last Judgment, a parable of grave and wondrous beauty, in which Jesus teaches us that when we ignore the hungry, the thirsty, the stranger, the sick, the prisoner, we in fact ignore Christ himself, as he plainly says, "Truly I say to you, as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me." Yes, both Jesus' parable of the Last Judgment, like his parable of the Good Samaritan, should prompt us to examine ourselves. How good we are at making excuses. And like that lawyer who questioned Jesus, trying to justify ourselves, trying to excuse ourselves, trying to get ourselves off the hook. The Lord Jesus told this parable by way of response to the lawyer's attempt to justify himself, to get himself off the hook. The lawyer poses a theoretical question: and who is my neighbor? Jesus, on the other hand, poses an utterly practical question: which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers? And to that utterly practical, factual question, there can only be but one answer: the one who showed him mercy. Now, Jesus' telling of this parable comes right after he had said privately to his disciples, "Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it." So what in fact did the disciples see and hear? They heard and they saw Jesus, who is the embodied mercy of God, the mercy of God in human flesh and blood. We need to remember that in all of Jesus' parables, he's in fact pointing to what God is doing through him. When Jesus asked the lawyer, "Which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among robbers?" the lawyer rightly answered, "The one who showed him mercy." The Lord Jesus is himself the one who has shown us mercy. Jesus is the true Good Samaritan. Through him, God has shown us mercy. He has shown mercy to our whole lost and fallen race, beaten up and left half dead, not by robbers, but by our own sin, by our own disobedience and waywardness, by God's righteous law, which truly accuses and condemns us, beaten up by the deceitful assaults of the devil, who disguises himself as an angel of light. Poor lost sinners, sentenced to temporal and eternal death. From all this, the Lord Jesus has delivered us, for he, like the Good Samaritan, is the one who has shown us mercy. At least once during our Lord's life in this world, his enemies in fact called him a Samaritan, which in that day among the Jews was a name of utter contempt. You may remember that the Samaritans were descendants of Jews who'd intermarried with Gentiles and so were despised by the Jewish people, who viewed them as truly beneath contempt. Now, this accusation of Jesus was, of course, not literally true. But this hateful accusation strangely points to the mystery of who Jesus in fact is. For although himself the sinless Son of God, Jesus is also like a Samaritan, despised and rejected of men. Jesus is as one from whom men hide their faces. He was despised, and we esteemed him not, just as the prophet Isaiah had said long before. There is also this: the Good Samaritan helped the robbed and beaten half-dead man at great cost to himself. For one thing, there was a real danger that the robbers might still have been in hiding, ready to pounce on anyone who passed that way. And then there was also the expense of paying the innkeeper until the wounded man would be well enough to go on his way. And this is exactly what God's Son did for you, for me, for the whole lost and fallen world. Like the Good Samaritan, the eternal Son of God came to our aid at great cost to himself. Like any Samaritan, he was despised and rejected. He gave his life in exchange for ours. He went down into death and the grave, and then rose from the dead, raising us up with him. Jesus pours out on us the wine and the oil of his mercy. Through our baptism, he placed us in the holy inn that is his church, where he nurses us back to health as we daily receive his mercy and are nourished with the bread of life and the cup of everlasting salvation. Yes, this wonderful story of the Good Shepherd should prompt us to examine ourselves. But when we examine ourselves, we discover how far our hearts are from the heart of the ever-merciful God, the God of whom the psalmist says, "His tender mercies are over all his works." His tender mercies are over all his works. God, whose essence is beyond all knowing, as Dr. Luther once said, he is an inexpressible being above and beyond all that can be described or imagined. And yet, has shown us his merciful fatherly heart in the face of his Son. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.